from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, back live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University. Joined today by Buffalo Bills center Connor McGovern. Hey, bud.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Can't complain. Done with practice. One day left here at St. John Fisher. It's a great day.
I was going to say, spirits seem high today. You've got perfect weather, and you have that one last practice here before it gets real, right?
Yeah, I think last year it was like gloomy day, a lot more fights, because I have people like, oh, we're going to get through one more day. Come out today. It's not humid. Sun's out. Beautiful. I think everyone was just in a good mood.
Yeah. Connor, for our audience, may not know the story. New position this year, but it's not really new. So tell us, I can't use transition, but in the sense that you were at right guard or left guard last year, how is that moving over now to center?
So it's good. So technically I got drafted as a center to Dallas. Then after my rookie year, coach changed, I got switched to guard. So then the last 4 years I've been at guard. Got up here last year, played left guard, but still, if anything happened, I would move over to center. And then once Mitch left, Ryan Bates was out too. So then just that natural transition right back to center.
Was that something the Bills talked to you about during that process, that you could potentially be the guy that slides over?
Yeah, so when I signed here, I knew eventually I'd be center. Once Mitch left, that I would be going to center. It just didn't see it, just like how everyone else didn't see it coming, like how it did this offseason with Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, crazy stat is that Deion Dawkins, he's been here for a while, every single year, you know the stat here. He hasn't had the same left guard for consecutive years. Yeah. So
and I thought I was going to break that, and then all of a sudden, Mitch doesn't, and then things happen that way. I'm like, sorry, Deion, I'm not breaking that.
Well, how's it coming there with Edwards next year then?
Good. So the thing is, David, his first 2 years in the leagues were with Cromer, so he knows that technique and everything else, and having all last year under the same belt, and it's just, I think it's just more of a easy step in than last year where we had 2 new guards come in, and I think it's just an easier transition for everyone because we all know what we're thinking. We're all comfortable with Cromer's technique, so I think we're on a good foot right now.
And if any fans had any nerves about the changeover, you know, on the offensive line, you mentioned Aaron Cromer. How much of an advantage is it to have a guy who might be, if he's one of the best offensive line coaches in the league?
I think that's a huge advantage. Once everyone buys into his technique, and luckily we all see the game the same way he does, I just think that helps us all, like, especially you see every time me and David come out to sideline, we're sitting next to Chrome talking about different stuff we see and just see how we all see the plays together, and luckily we all mesh together too.
Yeah, Connor McGovern, Buffalo Bills center, our guest. Connor, if there was one game we could isolate from last year and say, oh, that was the game for the offensive line, just see if we're still on the same page. I have my answer in my mind. What would
you
be
want to
answer?
Say it on three? I think.
Okay, let's do it.
One, two, three.
Dallas.
What was that like being out there against the Cowboys in that fashion?
I don't think there was a happier person in Western New York than Connor McGovern. That was just, it couldn't have been, it was just great to go against the old team and then win it that way. It just, from the first drive, what was it, the third or fourth play of the game where we all grouped up and pushed the ball an extra 7 or 8 yards. Then we finished a touchdown by pushing the pile in again. From right then, that first drive, we knew we won the game.
Connor, talk a little bit more about that, because in that game, man, it seemed like you guys had another level, another gear. Was it so much your performance, the line's collective performance as a unit that day, or was Dallas coming in a little bit, it felt like they were maybe coming in a little bit worried about the weather, a little bit worried about the elements. Does that factor in?
I don't think so, because it wasn't really that bad. It was raining during the day, but then by the time kickoff started, it was like a drizzle. So like we knew we wanted to run the ball just because there was wind, because in the stadium there, it's always windy because it's on the ground. But we came in and wanted to run the ball, and we were able to do that and just stayed on pedal. I don't even think Josh had to complete many passes. I don't even know how many he did that game. He had less than 100 yards, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Was that... But like, that wasn't the plan going in, right? It was like, hey, this is working so well. Let's just keep
going. Yeah, we're like, well, let's just stay on the grass. And Joe Brady does a great job at seeing what the offensive line wants and what Cromer wants. And we're like, all right, these plays are working. Let's just keep with it. And they couldn't stop it. And I think we got pulled with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and I've never been pulled for a good reason that early. And we almost had 300 yards at that point, so if we would have stayed in, I think we would have easily eclipsed 300 yards.
Well, can we talk a little bit about the depth on the line? Because now you've added a vet like Lael Collins.
Yep.
Alec Anderson feels like he's brought a different level of intensity to practice. You got the rookie in Bamfrank Granger. Yeah. Is everyone meeting expectations so far this summer?
I think so. Just the way everyone came in, I think everyone's buying in. Like, even the new guys, the guys got here, like, I spent my first 3 years with Lael Collins. So, me and him, just, we have a connection before that, and that helps a lot with understanding, or he's asking questions I can help him out with, because I get it, come from different techniques, come to Cromer, it's a little bit different. So, like, being able to help him and Will Clapp that don't see everything the same way, and then transition, I would say, this great group of guys, all the veterans, helping the young guys. Sometimes you're on groups where the older guys are like, oh, they're coming for my spot, we're not going to help them. It's all about, all right, if I get hurt, who's going to step up? Like, so you're teaching the young guys, and I think it's a great room just to be around right now.
Connor McGovern, our guest here, we've heard it from Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean over the years that it's important to be away at camp for one reason, to team bonding.
Yes.
As an offensive line, what are you guys doing to kind of bond together, knowing that you got to trust one another here?
Yeah, I would say it's all different things. Like, so guys at night are playing ping pong together, they're playing card games, they're playing poker, they're playing the new NCAA together. We're doing dinners on off nights. Just stuff that we're always together and around each other just to build up that team chemistry. And then instead of just being the offensive line together, we're bringing in other groups, and now offense, defense. Like, I've been around groups like in other teams where it's, oh, the offense just hangs out with the offense, or defense with defense, where it's like almost clicky type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here I would say it's all three phases of the team are all together. Like, the entire team is one team.
Connor, we got to talk about the uncomfortable part. The uncomfortable part of our conversation is that center to quarterback exchange.
Yep.
You've probably talked a lot about it throughout the course of the offseason.
Yeah.
Here. How important is that here for you and Josh to get reps, not just through OTAs, not just through training camp, but also here in the preseason? How much time do you guys think you're going to get out there?
It all depends. You know, I think last year, the first preseason game, the starters got one series, and then expanded each game after that. And it's always important to get snaps like that, and just because it's different. It's like in the spring, you can practice all you want, but it's not live bullets. It's not as fast. Put the pads on here at camp, it's a little bit different. But then once you get to the live actual bullets, it's even another step up. So I think it's important just to get a few of those snaps in. It could be 2-3 this week. It could be 2 series. We don't know yet. So.
Is too much made of that? Is it such a thing that you've done so many times that muscle memory just takes over? Do we make too much of that?
I think so. It's a little bit in both parts. But, like, Josh, for the past 4 years, been used to Mitch. Mitch has a different snapping style. Like, a lot of people don't see that from the outside. He's used to, he snaps it over his left butt cheek. So Josh has been used to, the past 4 years, getting snaps on the left side. So, and I'm used to snapping, like, directly under center. So just slowly working him back out, and we're finding where each other are comfortable with and just gelling from that. So first few days, live pads came on, and we're just feeling each other out. We had it figured out in the spring, but again, that's not live reps. So then I think we're at a great spot now, and we're very comfortable with each other.
Connor, we are.
Penn State.
That's it. I mean, have you ever been on a team, I would imagine.
With this many guys?
Yeah,
no.
Right.
You've and got not even just the team. You got the staff members. You got coaches that used to be at Penn State. Then Mr. Pegula.
Might have a type. I might be wrong on that. But I think if you went to Penn State, you might be Terry Pegula's type.
Yeah, I think so. Just a great group of guys. It's nothing like being a Nittany Lion.
Expanded playoffs this year. How are you feeling? What's your projection?
I think it's good. you got all the Pac-12 teams coming to the Big Ten now. I think that's going to be a nice challenge. I don't know who the whiteout game this year is, but I think it'll be good. Maybe Washington coming over to Penn State. But I think if we could stay right around that 9 to 11th spot, I think we'll have a good shot. And then just play through on the road. Maybe if we bump up, because I don't think we play Michigan this year at Penn State. So if maybe we creep up to like the 6th or 7th spot, get a home game. I don't know who in late November, early December is going to want to play in Happy
That's
Valley.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah, we talked to KJ Hamler early in camp, and he was playing the video game where he already won the Heisman and the championship of Penn State. Have you dabbled in that at all?
I have not. I love video games, but I'm not a sports video game. When I'm relaxed and playing video games, I like to disassociate from football, so I have not gotten into
Give
it
me
myself.
Some titles. Give me some titles. I'm with you.
What do you want to know? I'm a big FPS kind of guy. I love single-player games also, so I'm playing everything.
You're a Call of Duty guy.
Call of Duty's all right. I'm more different aspect. Like, right now, like, as it gets closer to the season, I'm more of, like, a single-player game. Like, Elden Ring's new DLC just came out, so play a lot of that. That's going to take me a little bit to get back into because it's such a hard game. Red Dead 2 is always a classic.
Yeah, the RPGs.
Yeah, like, during the season, like, that's my time. Like, I could just pick it up for 2 hours, put it down, and, like, because if you're playing FPS during the season, you're constantly got to play, and I don't have that time.
Yeah.
Connor.
Especially with a newborn at home, too.
Oh, tell us a little bit about that. How old?
Just turned 3 months, so she's already getting big.
Got your hands full.
So, literally, yes.
Is your wife getting sleep?
Not right now, not as much. So at least if I'm home, she could pass her off to me. But so that's why most off days I go back home, try to help her a little bit. But she's pushing through right now.
Yeah, do they come up to camp? Do you get any time here? Like that?
They came up one day, but it was just hard. It was really hot. It's hard for her, but that's why most off days I go back just to see her and see the family.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Best gift you've ever received from a quarterback?
For Christmas or just gift in general?
Yeah, just a gift in general for being the guy.
Yeah, Josh last year went above and beyond. He got each and every one on the O-line a customized Rolex. That was, yeah, that's hard to beat. Like,
because your kids will do this to you someday, Connor. They'll start planting the seeds, maybe not in August, but you start planting the seeds now with Josh.
So last year, Josh was going to go one way, and Dion kind of put the foot down, and he's like, all right, we want something really nice this year. The year before, I think they all got, like, custom scooters and stuff.
We saw Dion whipping around here in his scooter.
Playing the music and everything, So Dion wanted to top that. He's like, oh, we've been playing better than the year before. He's like playing the seed, like, kind of what you're saying, almost like a little kid. And Josh surprised us all with Rolexes.
I think our hope for this upcoming season is that you guys have the kind of health this season that you had last season. Have you ever been on a squad that was able to stay healthy and start all these games?
Like, I've been on squads that have been able to stay healthy, but not all guys. What was it? So every single game.
Almost every snap.
Yeah. So I think it was besides one series where Dion was out with his hand. Other than that, we've all been together. Like, I've never been a part of something like that.
Yeah, we got a game on Saturday. Hard to wrap our mind around that. Have they told you, given you an idea, how much time you'll see out there?
No, not yet. I think over the next 2 days, we'll start to figure things out. Over the walkthroughs and other smaller practices, we'll start figuring things figure things out.
Well, Connor, it's great to spend some time with you. Thank you for making time for us after practice here. I love everybody's in a good mood, and camp is winding down. Glad we had the chance to catch up with you before you guys head back to Buffalo.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
McGovern giving us some time earlier today, right after practice here from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yeah, as if you're hearing some noise in the background, no, that's not the Buffalo Bills on the artificial turf here at Grounie Stadium. It's time for the annual intern flag football game.
Yeah, they've fielded a pretty good squad out there, and they have fun every year on the field there at Grounie Stadium, taking to the field, having a little toss. And, I think there's some people out there maybe taking a little bit more seriously than others. We've seen some gym class heroes here.
Yeah, well, they have a nice afternoon to do this. This is one of those days. Go outside. If you find a way to do your work outside today. It's absolutely beautiful here.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you can take the sports bar with you if you do that. Just listen in the free-to-download Odyssey app where you'll find all of our guest appearances, all of our shows as well when you search out the sports bar. You're right. It's not lost on me, and I think it's not lost on a lot of people. Everybody's mood was just better today. Just a better mood today, partially because they know there's only one practice left. Mm-hmm. The end is in sight. You can see the finish line. But, yeah, that humidity that was stifling through most of camp was gone today.
Yeah,
and it was nice to see.
Yeah, and practice did go long today. They did get good work, but I didn't notice any chippiness out there.
No.
A little bit, but...
Sure. But yeah, I mean, what were your takeaways from practice today, Gino? Because I have one play in particular where I'm like, oh, that was a nice play. Rasul Douglas coming up with an interception.
I saw that one. And as Brownie mentioned, Von Miller, another nice practice today. I saw Matt Milano making a nice play on a read where, I see this. This is going to be the flare out to James Cook. James Cook caught that one, tackled immediately.
Yeah, James Cook also, though, I mean, there have been moments through camp where I've just noticed balls on the turf a little too much for my liking, whether it's him not coming down with the catch, like we saw last year plenty of times, or not securing the football and having it stripped from his arms. Now, again, it's practice. It's training camp. It's not full speed. These guys aren't, you know, trying to injure each other. They're not.
But can we learn from a different sport? One quote from this past hockey season stuck with me. It was actually the Amherst goaltender. He was with the Amherst at the time. He's going to be able to. Devin Levi. Like, why does he take practice so seriously? Because every puck is the same. That way, whether he's going to be in the NHL Stanley Cup final someday or he's on a Tuesday practice with the Amherst, every puck is the same.
Every play matters.
Every play matters. Every rep matters if you're one of these guys. And sure, James Cook dropping a pass, does it really matter? Well, look, it wasn't great last year in two key moments I can think of.
Sure. All of our guests at St. John Fisher University here for Buffalo Bills training camp appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat, including Chris Brown and Steve Tasker, who opened the show with us here a little after hours for One Bills Live. Joining us next in the sports bar, buddy Matt Perino from Syracuse.com, the Shout podcast. We'll get his observations from camp, which is one day from closing up shop here at St. John Fisher University. And our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Matt Perino stopping by the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, more next live from the campus of St. John Fisher University on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.